Amen. God bless you, Linda. Thank you. And absolutely, positively, that song and the message of that song is true. And we are grateful for you sharing it this morning. Well, again, welcome to Friend Day at Emory Baptist Church. And I am grateful and thankful most especially for our guests this morning, as you are our friends. And I want to take just a few moments this morning to share with you the absolute most important message that we could share as friends to friends, and that is simply this: steps to peace with God. Steps to peace with God. I think that for every row this morning, if you are sitting on the far right-hand side of your row, you will find a couple of resources, and I'm going to invite you to find these booklets. If you are sitting on the far right-hand side of your row, to find these booklets and take one and pass them to the person on the left. And we should have one for every person who can read. We've got a copy for you. And if you have more or extra on your row, just make sure that everybody around you has a copy. We may have a couple of rows with more people or less people, but I'm confident that we have enough for everybody who can read. This little booklet was written by a famous author. Some of you know him, but his name was Billy Graham. And God used what is in this booklet to change my life. And I'm going to share it with you this morning. And I'm also going to share with you my story of how I met Jesus. I was living in Johnson County and Alvarado, very similar in size to Emory, about 25 to 30 miles south of Fort Worth on Interstate 35 West, also at the intersection of Highway 67. And I was living with my mom and stepdad. My mom and dad were divorced when I was 5, and so my mom remarried. And in that, I gained some stepbrothers and eventually a half-sister who was 9 years younger than I am. And as a kid growing up in Alvarado, I was a fairly good kid. I didn't steal. I didn't do drugs. I didn't drink alcohol. However, I did lie to my mom with some regularity, especially if it was the difference between me being in trouble or not. And I also did not have the respect, matter of fact, I was disrespectful to my stepdad and resented his authority in our home. And I can remember as my mom took me to church, her church, as a little boy, that I began to wonder what would happen to me when I died. Not if I died, but when I died. And so what she did was that she set up an appointment with her pastor to come by our house one day after school. And I can remember it like it was yesterday. It was a Tuesday afternoon. I was in the fourth grade. I was 10 years old. I'd come home after school. And I was waiting for Brother Doug. And I was watching the Dukes of Hazzard. And I guess that our house number wasn't visible, or maybe not as visible as I thought it was, because I remember seeing Brother Doug's car go by the house, turn around, and go by the house again, and turn around, and go by the house again, looking for 506 North Frio. And I was confused. I didn't know, should I go out and flag him down? I confess to you, I was a little bit nervous. I mean, preachers are weird folks, right? I mean, what can you talk to them about? You've always got to talk about the Bible or church. You can never talk about things like girls' basketball or college football or nothing like that. And I didn't know, do I want him to come in before my mom got there? Well, he finally figured out which house was ours. And Brother Doug came in, and we talked a little bit. And then my mom got home. And then Brother Doug shared with me what I'm going to share with you this morning in this booklet. So hoping that everyone who can read has a copy, I'm going to invite you to turn to the opening page. Most people have an idea of what they believe it will take to be accepted by God. After all, who likes the idea of leaving this life without being on good terms with Him? Thankfully, it's possible to be certain that you've made peace with God. But the way must be chosen during this life. And here are the steps drawn from God's book, the Bible, for you to be at peace with God. Number one, understand God's purposes, peace and eternal life. God loves you. Let me say that again. God loves you and wants you to experience peace and eternal, fulfilling life. And here's what the Bible says. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1. And here's what Jesus said in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. And Jesus also said, I came that they may have life and have it more abundant. Why don't most people have this peace and the fulfilling, abundant life that God intended for them to have? Well, number two, admit the problem. Our sin and separation. You see, God did not create us like robots to automatically love and mechanically obey Him. God gave us a will, and He gave us freedom to choose Him. The first man and woman to choose to disobey God and go their own willful way. And we still make that choice today, me included. And this results in separation from God. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. The wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. People have tried many ways to bridge this gap between themselves and God. And you can probably think of your own examples in your own mind of how you're trying to earn God's favor. The Bible says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. Proverbs 14:12. And your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God. Isaiah 59:2. No bridges. Let me say that again. No bridges reach God. So you can run through the list in your mind. You can think about personally what is true for you. But no bridges reach God except one. Number three. Discover God's bridge. And that's the cross. The cross of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose from the grave. Amen? Amen. And though he was God's sinless son, he became a human, took our place, and paid the penalty for our sin, bridging the gap between God and us. Listen to what the Bible says. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. Christ, Peter said, suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. And then Paul in Romans 5 and 6. God shows his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You see, the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the gospel cannot be more explicit and succinctly shared than 1 Corinthians 15:3 and 4. Christ died for our sins. He was buried. He was raised on the third day. And he was raised to confirm everything that he had said and everything that he had done. He's provided the only way to forgiveness of sin and eternal life. But each person must make his or her own choice. I can't make it for you, friends. If I could, I would, but that's not how it works. Number four, embrace the truth and receive Christ. We must trust Jesus as our Savior and receive him by personal choice. Listen to what Jesus says in Revelation 3:20. Now, in its original context, this verse speaks about Jesus and a local church. But the same truth can also be true as it relates to Jesus and your heart this morning if you have never been saved. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him and he with me. And then listen to what Jesus says in John 14. And this perhaps is the most politically incorrect scripture in all of the Bible. And these aren't my words. And these aren't your grandparents' words. These are Jesus' words. I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. That's what Jesus said. No one comes to the Father except through me. The Bible also says to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. And so the question then this morning is, what is your decision? What is your decision, ma'am? What is your decision, sir? Will you receive Jesus Christ right now and trust in him alone for forgiveness and eternal life? The Bible says that's the only way to find peace with God. And just in summary, admit your need. That you are a sinner in need of God's forgiveness. Be willing to turn from trusting in anything else for eternal life and trust only in Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross, came back to life from the grave, and is your only way to heaven. And receive Jesus' offer to forgive your sins and come into your life as your Savior. On that Tuesday afternoon, after Brother Doug shared with me the gospel, he asked me the same question that this little booklet asks. What is your decision? And on that Tuesday afternoon in 1985 at 506 North Frio in Alvarado, Texas, Brother Doug led me in a prayer of salvation. I was a 10-year-old boy. I didn't know what to pray. I was nervous. I was anxious. But he simply said, if you want me to lead in prayer, then you can just simply repeat after me. And if you're genuine, if you're authentic, if you are meaning that prayer from your heart, then God will honor that prayer. Come into your life, forgive you of your sin, and save you for eternity. And I want you to know the same is true for you today. On November the 7th, 2021, in Emory, Texas, Raines County, Emory Baptist Church, in the 10:30 a.m. worship service, if you're here this morning and you are not at peace with God, you've never trusted in him as Savior and Lord, and please understand me, I'm not talking about being a member of a church. I'm not talking about being baptized. I'm talking about, are you at peace with God? And you know if you are. And you know if you're not. This morning, I want to invite you to pray with me. And I'm going to lead you in praying a prayer just like the one printed on this booklet. And in just a few moments, I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes. And in the silence of where you'll be sitting, not aloud, not for anyone else to hear, But I'm going to invite you to pray after me unto the Lord. And if you're not at peace with God, and you want to be at peace with God through Jesus Christ, I'm going to invite you to pray with me. So right now, everyone in the room, would you bow your heads and close your eyes with me? And if you know Christ as Savior and you are a follower of Christ and you have a home in heaven and you have been born again, then right now I want to encourage you to pray for those in our midst who aren't saved. Pray for the Holy Spirit to convict them of their lostness and to draw them unto Himself. But if you're here this morning and you are not at peace with God, but you want to be at peace with God for the very first time, I'm going to invite you to simply pray and repeat after me silently as I pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for making it possible for me to find peace with God. I believe that when you died, you were paying the penalty for my sins. I now receive you into my life as Savior so I can have forgiveness and never-ending life from God. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. Amen. Now, I want you to look up at me. If you're a follower of Christ and you were praying just now for those around you who don't know Christ, thank you for being sincere and genuine in your prayer. If you're here this morning and you prayed that prayer for the very first time, and you meant it, and you were sincere, and you were authentic, and you were genuine, admitting that you're a sinner, believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross in your place and for your sin, and then inviting Him to come into your life, if you were genuine and sincere and meant it, then I want you to know He honored that prayer. And He came into your heart and into your life and has saved you. And now it's time for you to begin living a life for His glory and for His honor and not for yourself. In just a moment, I'm going to invite Brother Chris to come and lead us. And we're going to be standing and singing all across the auditorium. And if you're here today and you prayed to receive Christ for the very first time today, I'm going to invite you to make your way here to the front and let us pray with you and celebrate with you. And let us talk with you about what are the next steps now that you are at peace with God. We would love to help you in this journey of knowing Christ. Now, let me say one more thing, and then I'll invite Brother Chris to come. If you're thinking this morning, well, Brother Richard, I'm already at peace with God. That was a little bit redundant for me. But brothers and sisters, please understand, in just a little under 20 minutes, I shared with you my testimony and I read this gospel tract to you almost verbatim without any ad-libbing or any addition. And you can do the exact same thing with a coworker, with a family member, with a classmate, with a teammate. And so in one regard, I've shared the gospel this morning, and in another regard, I have equipped you to share the gospel this morning. And so please don't leave these here in the pew at Emory Baptist Church. Take them and use them in sharing the good news of Christ. When I prayed to receive Christ on that Tuesday afternoon, at that point, God saved me and changed me. because I, from that point forward, knew what would happen to me when I died. I knew I had a home in heaven. And in addition to that, he changed my practice as it relates to lying to my mom, and he changed my attitude as it relates to my stepdad. See, God doesn't just come into your life and give you some fire insurance for that life after. When Jesus comes into your heart, he changes you. The old passes away. All things become new. And I pray that that is true of some of you this morning. Would you pray with me one more time before Brother Chris comes to lead us? Father in heaven, thank you and praise you for the good news of the gospel. And I pray this morning that you have convicted through your word and your Holy Spirit those who are not at peace with you. And as you've convicted them of their lostness and they have understood that Jesus is the only way to be at peace with God, I pray, Father, now that you'd give them boldness and courage to respond publicly. To respond publicly and letting others around them know that they have put their faith and trust in Christ. Father, thank you that not only have we had the gospel shared with us this morning, but Father, we've seen very easily and very clearly how we can share the gospel with others. Father, that is the absolute most important message that a friend could share with another friend. Father, we love you, and we know that you love us. And we ask and pray all of this today in Jesus' name. Would you stand very quietly and very reverently to your feet? And if you've prayed that prayer this morning for the very first time, and you are now at peace with God, I want to invite you this morning to respond publicly to our invitation. I'll be here at the front. Brother Ronnie will be here at the front. And as Brother Chris comes to lead us, I'd invite you to come on the very first stanza.